Today, we're going to be talking about riding down memory lane. In my case, remembering parts of Geneva, Switzerland, as it was 40, 50 years ago. When you're of a certain age, as I am, if you've not gone somewhere for a long time, you tend to remember the place and the people in them in a certain way. You may actually not remember what they were really like, and instead have constructed memories of them. If, when you think back, you feel good about the people and the places, you may have erased or put on back burners the things that were negative about them. It's very interesting for me because I wrote about the people and the places at the time I was there, putting them in stories about them and their environment into novels. And I have gone over some of them, published a few, and am still going over others. As I do so, I look at least at the places with the fresh eyes of the writer of the time, and as myself right now. Though I've come to Geneva and been to some of the places around it almost yearly since the 1970s, for some reason, I have not gone back to the area around the Palais des Nations, that is the Geneva United Nations headquarters, home of other international organizations like the World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization. That was the area I lived in the city, on Chemin Colladon, barely 5 to 7 minutes away by car from the Palais des Nations. This summer, driving a giant car that I was just getting used to, I did that. I went back. I did not go by the highway. I went by the scenic Geneva Lake route. After all, that is how I used to drive first in an old green Mazda, then a burgundy red WV Porsche. What struck me first was how many tall new buildings had gone up along the way. That route used to feel like the countryside. Now it is suburban, with supermarkets on both sides of the road. And as I drove up to the city to Geneva, the road was being worked on with another tall building, blocking the way to the first lake boardwalk street I really recognized. I turned to the right, and there were more buildings. Interesting, there seemed to be more trees too, all tall and dense. Or perhaps these had been just younger, less majestic when I worked and lived there. Of course, more buildings, some of which I'm sure are international organizations, have grown beyond the headquarters decades ago, were there too. Then I hit the Palais and was almost shocked. It was gated, full of flags along the main driveway, flags that normal people could only see through gates. And my mind brought out an image. Young people protesting the Soviet backlash in Czechoslovakia in 1968. The gates had been opened then, and the crowd was almost at the majestic gateway. I continued, my heart pounding, and wondered what had happened to the Intercontinental Hotel that figures in my question of seduction. To be honest, I almost didn't see it, because the whole road, then lined with picturesque houses surrounded by gardens, was now full of 6-7-story buildings. The hotel had stood out, been so prominent then, it was just another building now. As I almost missed it, but did turn into the street before it, the street I used to take to get to my apartment, I did not spot the swimming pool. I slowed down, and there was one, but somehow I wonder whether it's the same one, because behind all kinds of bushes, it doesn't seem the same. I turned again. More high-rise buildings were on my right. That used to be a field, a farm, where I went to buy fresh produce. And there was a street I knew, an old one on my left. I automatically turned to it, then realized it was one way, and I was in the wrong direction. An older man was passing by. I opened my window and apologized for being on the wrong way in a one-way street. It certainly had not been that way when I had left. He asked for money. He was hungry. Wow, that was not something from the Geneva of the 70s. I gave him 4 francs and painfully turned around. Just some feet away was a familiar sight. The little shopping center. I smiled and turned again. This time, what was on my right corresponded to what I knew. Of course, there were high-rises on the left, obviously not there 40 years ago. I passed the entrance to what had been my underground garage, turned to the right, and went into the driveway by my old apartment. The balconies of the building used to overlook some fields. Now there were more high-rises, and yes, the green tops of trees. The smart, savvy young people I lived with and knew could not see the world I saw. They took what is there now for granted. That international buildings should be locked away and guarded is normal for them. They did not live in the world before 9/11. They were not part of this or other cities when the planet held 4 billion souls, 4 billion bodies, half of what it does today. I wonder how the world will change as a result of our pandemic and the heating climate that is just part of our environmental degradation. I only know that what I did was turn around at the end of what had been my driveway for over 4 years and started rolling back to the countryside where I could breathe and walk my temporary dog, Houdini.